السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامة بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful day of يوم الجمعة. حضرة مفتي صاحب، may Allah Ta'ala bless you with good health and apa. حضرة مفتي صاحب، the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم مع سليم كريم. And Jazakallahu Khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Dawood Munli. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa ahlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the Mubarak, blessed, honorable day of Jumu'ah, Friday, the 8th of Sha'ban, 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on chapter 43, Surah Zukhruf, the gold shining, glittering, and verses number 9 to verse number 12. Allah Jalla Wala informs us, وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And if you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you ask them, the mushrikeen, idol worshippers, the polytheists, مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, who created the heavens and the earth, the celestial creation, the terrestrial creation, this entire universe, لَيَقُولُنَّا, then surely, definitely, they will respond and say, خَلَقَهُنَّ الْعَزِيزُ الْعَلِيمُ, that it was created, the heavens and the earth and the entire universe, by Him Almighty Allah, who is very, very powerful and all-knowing. So they accepted Almighty Allah to be the exclusive Khaliq and Creator. But the problem was, they ascribed and associated to Almighty Allah partners, and semi-gods and demigods and associates. So that is shirk. And Almighty Allah teaches us in chapter 31, verse 13, إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ, that a person who ascribes, associates somebody, something to Almighty Allah and worships them and think that those some things will have them, they are committing the worst type of oppression, suppression, transgression. And in Surah 4, verse 48, Almighty Allah states, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ, verily Almighty Allah جل وعلا, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ, Allah will never ever forgive a person who lives with shirk and polytheism, idol worship, and he dies on that and he's sane and mature, for them will be everlasting doom, gloom, and Jahannam and the hellfire. Who is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala? Alladhi ja'ala lakumul arda mahda. He, Almighty Allah, is a supreme being. He made for your benefit, O human being, mahda. To understand this word mahda, we need to go to the philology, history of it. You, my sister, my mother, you gave birth to your baby. And now your baby is 3 months, 6 months, 9 months old. So you place the nice blanket on the floor, the nice carpet, the nice rug, the nice shawl on the floor, and you make it so comfortable for the baby, he or she can sleep there comfortably. Almighty Allah made this land and sand for us, South Africa, Botswana, Lobatsi, where I am now, on all parts of the world, in Arafat, the biggest crowd in 1992, 4 million people, Allah made it, mahda, such a bedding that it is firm, it's not like a seesaw. 1 million, 2 million, 3 million people come, then death goes down and the other side comes up. Nay, so who does all this? He all make Allah Jalla Wala Wahdahu La Sharika Lahu Ta'ala Lakumul Arda Mahda. He made it a bedding and a firm bedding for you. You can walk on it, you can run on it, you can jump on it, you can do so many things on it. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمْ فِيهَا سُبُلًا. And on this land and sand, he made for you different pathways, different roads, different routes. Still today we get lost with our garment and tom-tom and so forth. But you see that the bees, Allah gave them the highways and the networks, that they move on that. وَأَوْحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ أَنِ اتَّخِذِي مِنَ الْجِبَالِ جُبُيُوتًا. So Almighty Allah gave them their own highways and they don't get lost. So that is Qudrat ka karishma. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمْ فِيهَا سُبُولًا. Subula is the plural of sabil. Many pathways and many roads and routes and so forth. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ. So that you can be guided, you go on the right path, and you reach your destination with safety and security. Who is Almighty Allah after showing us His power on the land and sands? Now Allah takes us to the celestial creation in the heavens and skies. وَالَّذِي نَزَّلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. He Almighty Allah has sent down the rain from the clouds. Sama means ma fawqa ru'us. What is above our head, the water, the rain He sends down. When we were leaving yesterday from Gaborone's, and then we were coming, we were just about to go into the car of Haji Rafiq Saab, and it started drizzling. So I called Haji Rafiq, I called my companion, my Rafiq Safar, Haji Suleiman Yaqub of Rustenburg. I said, take out your hand and read, Hadithu Ahadin Bi Rabbi, Hadithu Ahadin Bi Rabbi. The droplets are falling on our hand, on our head, and we're reading, Ya Allah Jalla Wala, this is your latest bounty that you are sending upon us. Hadithu Ahadin Bi Rabbi, authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. So they were happy, I was happy, Allah Jalla Wala is happy, and Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also will be happy because we're imitating, emulating him. فَاتَّبِعُونِي. If you really love Almighty Allah and كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ Allah, then follow me, imitate me immaculately. يُحْبِبُكُمُ Allah. You become the beloved of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And Almighty Allah will forgive you your sins. Chapter 3, verse number 31. So yeah, Almighty Allah teaches us, نَزَّلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً بِقَدَرٍ. And in the proper measurement, Allah sends the rain. What we need. Imagine He sends a tsunami, He sends a flood. We all will just die. But Allah sends it, and we need it. We need every droplet. Where the shortage of rain, read istighfar abundantly. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah Rabbi. Min kulli dhammin wa atubu ilayhi. Chapter 71, verses 10, 11, 12, 13. Istaghfiru rabbakum innahu kana ghaffara. Make istighfar, ask Allah for forgiveness and pardon. Allah Jalla Wala is ghaffar, is of forgiving, very forgiving. First thing, يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. He will bless you with our beautiful, wonderful, beneficial rain. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ. He will increase the wealth for you. Allah will bless you with pious children. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. And He, Almighty Allah, will bless you with the gardens of paradise and the streams and the rivers there in Jannat al-Firdaws. اللَّهُمَّ اجْعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ. May Allah make us from those people. Then, what is the impact of the rain? فَأَنْشَرْنَا. So subsequently, after the rain comes, فَأَنْشَرْنَا بِهِ بَلَّةً مَيْتًا. Hence we revived that land, that sand, that town, that city that was dead. Everything was lackluster, was, you know, dry. The rain came, the grass is gone green, the lawn is looking so impressive, lush and plush. The garden, the kaleidoscope of colors, the red, red roses, the blue, green, yellow, all different types of flowers. One rain, and you see all this. diversity in unity and unity in diversity. Who does all this? Only Him, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. كَذَٰلِكَ تُخْرَجُونَ. Human being, when you die, then tomorrow on the day of justice, you also will be resurrected. And remember how you see that the flora and the fauna, that the fruits and the vegetation and everything gets a new lease of life every time it rains and so forth. So you come to South Africa and you just admire the farms and the orchards and the vineyards in the months of December, January, February, because that is the what? Summertime by us. So summer is Botswana, and that, mashallah, yesterday it reached 38 degrees, you know. So yeah, mashallah, lot of barakah. وَالَّذِي خَلَقَ الْأَزْوَاجَ كُلَّهَا. Allah Jalla Wala created everything in pairs, male and female, and positive, negative, right and left. Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. So that is the shaitaniyat of the Western philosophy and civilization, that they want you must become gays and homosexual and lesbian. In Islam, for homosexuality and gay business is a death penalty. اقتلوا الفاعل والمفعول. Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah forbid when people who are sane and mature, they indulge in these unnatural activities, then both parties must be liquidated and death penalty for them. وَجَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنَ الْفُلْكِ. And all might Allah made for you the boats and the ships. You take your 1 rand coin, 2 rand coin, 5 rand coin in South Africa, and you throw it in the river, in the dam, in the sea, it goes down. And that big, big passenger liner, cargo ships, going from one city to another city, country to country, continent to continent, and they're just gliding and moving over the water. Who keeps it afloat? وَجَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنَ الْفُلْكِ. He made for your benefit his boat, well, unarmed, the camels and their dead, مَا تَرْتَبُونَ. And you are riding it. So ye sab kudrat ka karishma. Afala yanzuruna ila al-ibil kayfa khuliqat. Why don't you look at the power of Allah in the camel? One leg of it for two knees. It is called Safinatu Sahara, the ship of the desert. In that hump of it is got so many things that can help it to go across the desert. No water, no rain, but it will take you for kilos and kilos and kilos. If one day you have to ride a camel, don't just ride the camel for fun. Ride the camel with the intention of Sunnah and Nabawiyah. You want to imitate him, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So that is what we should be doing. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 8th of Rajab. We are here in Lobatse, mashallah, Botswana. And we can, the date is the same year, 1446. We present to you the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, and internationally, and globally. So the Israelis, you see some of their ministers, they're telling the army, you must start preparing, because Trump said, you know, Trump, tenors the menace. So his mother said that the son of mine is an idiot, and I hope he does not become a politician, because he will be a disaster. I sent it out to all of you yesterday on the groups and everything. So you must remember, so the idiot became a president, and now he is gone ballistic. So he said, take out all the Gazan people from Gaza and send them here and there. So Israel says, very good. So you, the army, get ready. So the Palestinians want to leave voluntarily, then we will assist them and facilitate for them. Nobody is going to leave. You will try to bribe them before also, $5 million, if they show you where the hostages are. Not one person came. So you, Harami, Jutlas, and Zionists, we're going to kick you out, and we're going to bring back our 6 million Palestinians living in the diaspora. So that is what is going to happen, inshallah. وَمَا ذَٰلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزِ. And that is not difficult for all, Almighty Allah. Your time is up, Jutla, Jutli. You have to pack up and go. Remember that. degrading India. So Trump sending back Indian people who are illegal there and putting them in shackles and sending the deportees there. So the Indian politicians are livid. They're very, very upset. Modi is going to visit him next week. He's going to visit who? Elon Musk of South Africa. In America, he is now a big shot there. He's not elected nothing, but because of his money, he pokes his nose everywhere. And he will meet Trump there, Dennis the Menace, in the White House. Rashid Ghannouchi belongs to the An-Nahda party in Tunisia. I met him personally. So when he visited South Africa, so remember that the army there and the police there and the government there. So the Harami is also Murtad government there of Qais Saeed. So remember Pakka Murtad Harami Shaitan. But now because this person wants Islam, they extend and they say now another 22 years for you in jail. So these are your so-called Muslim countries, Arab countries, the biggest zalims and oppressors. In Bangladesh, they attacked the home and the house of the ex-Prime Minister Hasina. Hasina ran away and she's there by Modi, there in India, because she was a puppet of the Indian regime. And therefore, she took flight there and so forth, and they don't want to extradite her. So the Bangladeshis got upset and they went there and they then, you know, they attacked whatever is there in the house and what have you and so forth. So they attacked her home and so forth. So Rubio, Marco Rubio, the top diplomat, you see, Secretary of State, meaning Minister of Foreign Affairs, he will not be coming to South Africa. In South Africa, the G20 are having meeting with the foreign ministers on the 20th, 21st of February this month here, you see. But Rubio says he's not coming because there's too many anti-sentiments, you must remember, against America. There's not too many anti-sentiments. You've got the Dennis the Menace Harami there in the White House. He wants to behave like a dictator, a turncoat dictator. And when we speak the truth, then you can't stomach it. And we took Israel to the International Court, the Criminal Court, and they are war criminals. There's no doubt about it. Guilty of genocide, guilty of ethnic cleansing, guilty of crimes against humanity. So they say, no, there's too many problems, so we won't come, we will skip the meeting. This is your so-called America. ANC, you must tell them, you don't come, you go to hell. Nobody does us a favor. Don't go with cap in hand, remember that. Green, you see, he's a big politician. Al Green, there in the United States, he belongs to the Democratic Party. He says, I am going to impeach Trump. How the hell can he say that? Because now the people must get out and then America will take over and all that. Any decent human being, ethical human being will know that's an unethical against international law and against every law. So he, one politician, woke up and said that I am going to impeach him. Very good. We hope he's successful. Palestinians should go to Europe. Can you believe that the Jutlas are saying that now they know the Arab countries are uniting? So at least they're getting united on this issue. They say, no, all you European countries are objecting. You must take more and more people from Gaza. It's time you came from that part of the world and you came as squatters and beggars. And now you must pick up and get out from here and go back to the way you came to. Our stance is very clear. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. Look at one Israeli political party, the Shash party. They are supposed to be orthodox and religious party. So the leader, they say, Trump is the messenger of God. Trump is the messenger of God, he said. So I want to ask him, do you know how many prostitutes Trump slept with? He's gone for rifle repairs. He slept with Stormy. And he went there and he had to pay her $130,000 to keep her quiet. But still, she took the $130,000 and she still spilled the beans. And disgraced him, you must remember that. He's a felon. He's a criminal. 34 charges against him. He's not messenger of God. He's messenger of Satan and Zionism and the Jutlas of today, Haramis. So you've got your wires crossed, brother. So you are confused and your fuses are blown as well. Rubio, that same character, Marco, he's going to visit Israel. They love to visit Israel. Pachi gajwa garam thai jai. You see, they collect a lot of money from Israel and from the Jutlas in America, APEC, and so forth. So remember that Trump, what he's going to do? So you must remember the Palestinians told him, you forget about your American Rivera and your American dream in Gaza. It will never happen, inshallah. We will fight till the end and we'll pick up your soldiers and your army and send them straight to hell as we did in Afghanistan, as we did in other parts of the world. So here also, we will pick them up and send them back to America in their coffins. So we are ready for all of you, harami. So Trump now, you see, Bibi Netanyahu, he thought the Congress will pass that and they will sanction ICC, the International Criminal Court, but it didn't happen. So now he went and he's busy with this one. So he told Trump, you sign an executive order that we will now sanction the ICC. You can sanction them, but the world knows, first time in human history, a genocide unfolding in real time and all the images are coming through. 300,000, 250,000 people, men, women, babies and children. You martyred and you murdered your haramis. You are baby killers. You are the killers of prophets and messengers. Nabi Zakaria alayhi salam, Nabi Yahya alayhi salam, your forefathers killed. Therefore, Almighty Allah made you into swines and pigs and monkeys, Quran says. Chapter 5, verse number 60. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ Allah Jalla Wala made them into monkeys and Allah made them into swines. This is enshrined clearly in the Quran. Come to our South African, Southern African news. EFF, Malema, condemns the ANC for bowing down to the DA. He say, for what you accommodating them so for so much? ANC charges 1 million South African rand a seat for a gala dinner in Limpopo. Imagine you want to sit next to Cyril, you want to sit next to ministers who are corrupt, and then you still have to pay 1 million a seat. So imagine that. Only a nutcase will do that. So now, Cyril addressed the nation. So what's the response? Another waste of time and wasted opportunity. So therefore, I told you, Sona means Sona, Sona. Sona, Sona means a lullaby sermon and a lullaby lecture. Put the people to sleep and just hollow promises, waste of time. Pick and pay the Jutlas also. Very sympathetic to the Jutlas. They're closing 32 stores of theirs. Very good. We must boycott all of them. Your McDonald's, they'll boycott them. Your KFC, boycott them. Your Starbucks, boycott them. Your Pick and Pay, boycott them. We have the economic muscle, and we must show them we're going to hurt you where it hurts you the most. The American interest, the Israeli interest. And if we Muslims just unite, we know all will not agree, but majority, so we can bring them to their knees, you must remember that. Let's give you some history, geography of Botswana and very interesting data, information. We are in Lobatse. It took us about 1 hour yesterday from Gaps, Gaborone, to come here. Haji Rafiq, mashallah, was driving nicely, you see. And then we reach here, and mashallah, there our host, you know. So mashallah, that Hafiz, you must remember Salim. So he and his sons and all of them, Allah Ta'ala reward them. Wonderful facilities they're giving us here and so forth. So we had supper before Maghrib and then Maghrib Salat. So I saw the two youngsters. Which two youngsters? So Ubaidullah Hatia and Talaha Hatia. So I told them that now come and before I speak, you must read the Qiraat. So they sat there like this, you know, big parisabs on the big chair. And they read nice Qiraat, mashallah. You see that? The Nana is here in Lobatse. So he was smiling ear to ear, you see. Maulana Junaid is a Mamaji. So he also was very happy, you see. Thereafter, Hafiz Adil read. Hafiz Adil's story is very interesting. He's invited to international conferences to read Qiraat on behalf of Botswana, you know. So he read beautifully. So I asked him, Adil, you married? He said, no. I said, I'm going to announce on the radio. He gave me a thumbs up. He said, chap should do it. So they want to get half his adil merit. I said, you want one wife or four wives? If you want four, whatsoever, nice for you. One Hanafi, one Shafi, one Maliki, one Hanbali. They know one is enough. So our Hafiz Adil, 22 years old, very handsome guy, and mashallah, very prominent family, yeah. And everybody knows him in Tabati, and I want him to start the Hifkas here and everything, inshallah. So anybody wants to get married, quick, Hafiz Adil is ready to fire up, you see. I recommend him, inshallah, Al-Aziz. So today our program will be, inshallah, 8:30 to 9 will be Mufti Aku Mona Zahid Khan. Around 11:30 or so, South African time, 12:30 Makkah time, we will join them there with the khutbah. Today the khutbah salat will be rendered by Sheikh Faisal Al-Ghazawi. His forefathers come from Gaza. And after the khutbah, immediately, inshallah, we will translate the khutbah mikwa, and then we will go to the Jami Masjid in Gaborone. You see, here Lobatsi, this masjid where we're going now also for Fajr, is the oldest masjid here in the whole of Botswana, more than 60 years old. So historic masjid, remember. Allah reward our forefathers who established all this. He set up a jariya for them. And thereafter, so 12:15, my lecture will start, inshallah, in the Jami Masjid in Gaborone, Kabaroni, and it will end off at 12:15, 10:15, inshallah. Then the adhan will go, and then they will read sunnats, and then khutbah, salat, 10:15, everything will be finished, inshallah. So say from 12:15 to 10:15. So we will take everything live, inshallah, on Markaz Sahaba. With the live streaming, make sure everything works out and so forth. With Allah's help, Allah's mercy, Allah's grace and so forth and majesty, Allah Jalla Wala Qabool Farmai. So that is our program. And then in the evening, when after Asr or so, we will leave for Kanye. That is where that Maulana Junaid is the Hafiz G, you see. So mashallah, so he came here also. That these youngsters here, Ubaidullah and Tala, he's their mamaji. They're the mother's brother, you see. So he's there. So mashallah, we will meet him there, then we'll sleep there also tonight. But I think he's Ibrahim Desai, if I remember correctly. So that is our program. And then tomorrow we will go back there to Gaps, to Gaborone, inshallah. Jima Salim, we have last 17, 18 minutes for the Q&A. So let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, I wanted to inquire, is it permissible to use meat slaughtered for an aqiqah for the walima food?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So your sister or your auntie or whoever, your friend, so now his wife gave birth, you must remember, so they had aqiqah. In that you got married and so forth, so you want to use that aqiqah meat as walima and so forth, totally permissible. It happened to me when I got married. So you must remember that Fairuz was born. We say Fairuz, you can say Fairuz is Fairuz. Among the Sahaba, there was a Sahabi Fairuz, a Daylami. He that Anasi straight to Jahannam, the imposter, few days prior to the demise of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they brought the news, Ya Rasulullah, Aswad Anasi, the imposter, he claimed prophethood. He has been dispatched to hell. The Master alayhi salam said, who? They said, Fairuz al-Daylami. The Master alayhi salam said, Qad faza Fairuz. Fairuz indeed is successful. So Fairuz was born, you see? So there in his Pingo Beach and that. So our Gora, my Masi's son, my Kala's son, you must remember. So his son, you must remember, was born. Allah grant our Gora also Jannat al-Firdaus. He passed away on a Friday. So then it was my nikah and so forth. And then they used that Akika meat in the walima and feeding and whatever day and so forth. So alhamdulillah, so it's all permissible. We mustn't make it, we mustn't make issues into tissues and tissues into issues, all permissible inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, we were debating in our family, does a man being gay make you a murtad, or does saying it's permissible makes you a murtad?
How many people today, men I'm speaking about, they commit zina, fornication. It has become rife and rampant today that they committing fornication, committing adultery. But nobody will say they're non-Muslim. Yes, if that person says zina, fornication, adultery, that lady says lesbian and sihaq, musahaka in Arabic with the scene. So it is a sin and she knows it is her weakness. So she's still Muslima. But if she says or he says that zina, fornication or homosexuality is permissible, then that person exits Islam and goes out of the fold of Islam and becomes a murtad and an apostate. And hadith in Bukhari Sharif, man battala deenahu faqtulu, if a person was born a Muslim or he or she embraced Islam, thereafter, subsequently, they reject something of Islam, which is 100% part of Islam, and it is considered as one of the basics of Islam, and they say it is permissible. So such a person, we will call and term him, and say that to him, he's become a murtad, and then the death penalty applies, Hadith Bukhari Sharif. Man battala deenahu faqtulu, according to the Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbalis, this is applicable for men and women. The death penalty will apply. Hanafi scholars, only Imam Abu Hanifa from the four schools, say that this is applicable for the men and not for the women. But if you study Dar-e-Qutni, you will find Hadith of Umm Marwan, and there you will find Nabi alayhi salatu salam applied the death penalty even for the woman, for the murtadda. Therefore, in this day and this age, we will apply that our law. And as a deterrent, you must remember, the people don't become murtad, they must fear the death penalty. In Botswana, they have death penalty. So therefore, the crime rate is so low. And ANC South Africa, they abolished it. And therefore, you see the crime is spiraling out of control. Allah have so mercy on us. Always read Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Allah Jalla Wala is the best protector, and He alone exclusively is أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, the most merciful one to show mercy.
Mufti Sahib, if a child is not on talking terms with a parent and the parents pass away, is the child still entitled to inheritance from the parents' estate?
Here there are three separate issues. Issue number one is the father is not speaking to the son or daughter. Mother is not speaking. Son, daughter are not speaking to the parents. So it's a major, major sin. Quran Kareem teaches us in Surah 47, Surah Muhammad, verses 22-23, in tawallaytum, when you have authority and power, and tuksidu fil ardi, you cause mischief, mayhem, chaos on this earth, wa tuqatti'u arhamakum, and you sever the family ties. So imagine son, daughter not speaking to their parents or vice versa. Then what are the consequences and punishment? Allah says, Surah 47, verses 22-23, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهِ, those are the people Allah curses them, meaning He deprives them of His special, special mercy. فَأَصَمَّهُمْ, He makes them spiritually deaf. وَأَعْمَىٰ أَبْصَارَهُمْ, spiritually blind. You speak of Islam and deen and hadith and teaching, preaching of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will say, we don't understand. Speak of paisa, speak of rupee, speak of pula pula. So yeah, lobatsi, they were pula pula. And you speak of rent and all that, then they understand properly. So this is the punishment, remember that. And then regarding inheritance and so forth, the son must inherit as long as he's a Muslim. Daughter must inherit even though maybe they're not on speaking terms, but they're Muslima, so they must inherit. If you deprive your daughter, your son, from their inheritance or any heir, you go straight to Jahannam and you stay in Jahannam and hellfire for a very, very long time, Quran Kareem states. Surah 4, Surah An-Nisa, the women, verse 14. وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, whosoever disobeys Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding inheritance, وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَ, you went beyond the limits. You gave one A extra share. You decrease one A or deprive them their share. You dakhilhu naran khalidan fiha. Allah dispatches them to Jahannam and they will stay there for very, very long time. وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ And for them is a humiliating, disgraceful punishment. Hadith in Ibn Majah, Hadith in Mishkat Sharif, the last Hadith. In Kitab al-Wasiyah, Kitab al-Miras in Mishkat Sharif. مَنْ قَتَعَ مِيرَاتَ وَارِثِهِ فَتَّ اللَّهُ مِيرَاتَهُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ You father, mother, you deprive your son or daughter because you're not on speaking terms of their share of inheritance, but a Muslim, then you, Allah, will deprive you of your share of Jannah and Paradise. So therefore, what you can do, the children that are good and so forth, you start giving them out lot of shares and all that in this world. You make them the owner and no conditions attached. And then when you die, whatever is left over, first burial, funeral expenses, the deaths of the deceased, wasiya, you bequeath to none heirs maximum 1/3 of the net estate, and whoever are the heirs, they all will inherit proportionately. You can't deprive them. Similarly, in this day, this age, somebody's son is on drugs, somebody's daughter is having an affair with non-Muslim or Muslim, so now you're upset. So then, if they're going to inherit billions, they will just bust it up in the casino or in drugs and girlfriend, boyfriend. So you appoint a curator. And then every week, every month, that curator will give them a certain amount. So that in Islam is also permissible. So Islam is a code of conduct, a religion for all times, all places, and all circumstances. Alhamdulillah.
Mufti Sahab, is it okay to fast only on Friday, the 15th of Shaban?
Today is the 8th of Shaban. We are here in Botswana, inshallah. Today we go to Kanye. So these are the three places, Gaborone, Lobatse, Kanye. And then next week, inshallah, we will be there in Durban. And then, inshallah, in Barrisburg and so forth. I'll be Musafir, but I'll only fast next week, Friday. I won't fast on Wednesday, Thursday. So is it permissible to fast on the 13th, 14th, 15th of Shaban? You must remember it's Sunnah. To fast on 14th, 15th, very good, Thursday, Friday, next week. And Thursday is also Sunnah, Friday also is very good. And if you fast on Friday only, so then it's Mustahab and so forth. So remember, for people who say you can't fast, we reject it, remember that. And the hadith is mentioned in Ibn Majah, إِذَا كَانَتْ لَيْلَةُ النِّسْفِ مِنْ شَعْبَانَ فَقُومُوا لَيْلَهَا وَسُومُوا نَهَارَهَا There is one Ravi, one reporter there, Ibn Abi Sabira, he's a weak Ravi, but the hadith is not mawdu, it's not fabricated, the hadith is weak, but weak ahadith in Fazail is accepted. So therefore, you mustn't get carried away. You must keep one fast also. So in English, you say good, better, best. You fast on Friday only, good. You fast on Thursday, Friday, better. You fast on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, the best. You see? So that is how you must understand it. And Thursday night is a big night, auspicious night. Laylatul Nisfi min Shaban. And all you Salafis and Shudum scholars, if you got doubt, go read Sheikh Albani's great work. That a Silsilatul Ahadith is Sahiha, Al Mujalladul Salis, the third volume, Hadith number 1144. Allah Jalla Wala will forgive the entire creation on 15th night of Shaban. Hadith is Sahih, and is mentioned by Shihim, Yarsin Sheikh Albani. فَيَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لِجَمِيعِ خَلْقِهِ Allah Jalla Wala sent Wahi to Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Tell the Ummah, Allah will forgive everybody on that auspicious night, illa li mushrik, except the non-Muslim, O Mushahin, people who harbor enmity, hatred in their hearts against one another. We see that person, we just turn our face. No salam, no kalam, nothing. Even on that auspicious night like that, Allah will not forgive you. So forgive one another. Jiska zarf bara ho, Allah inko bara bana deta hai. Keep a magnanimous heart. In Naaman we have a wonderful sentence. Jo namyo, Allah ke gamyo. جو نمیو اللہ کے کمیو. Go you and tell that person, I ask you for forgiveness. Oh wife, go to the husband and say, oh darling, forgive me. Husband, you go and tell your kopi and honey and say, oh honey, forgive me. Oh honey, take this money also, you see. So then you will build this ummah and you will have unity, inshallah.
So I will take the last question. Is it permissible to give interest money towards my driver's license? I did my license the honest way and failed. However, I know how to drive. The driving schools are saying it's difficult to get it without paying a bribe. Please advise me, what should I do, Mufti Saab?
So first and foremost, we must remember Islam stands for Diddul Fasad. What it means? Anti-corruption. So here three ahadith we should remember. Number one, hadith sahih, authentic hadith in Bayhaqi. He, Habibuna Rahmatul Lil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, La anallahu rashi. Allah Ta'ala's curse is on the one who gave the bribery, wal murtashi, and the one who received it. Then you get the third party, the one in between. He say, it's not what you know, it's who you know. Come here, I will organize it. But you will have to give me $100, 100 rand, 100 pula, 500, 1,000, whatever, and I will organize it. So all three parties are cursed, the Almighty Allah, the one who gives, the one who receives, and the one who is organizing it. So in Islam, that is how we root out all this type of haram activities. That's number one. Number two, in Tirmidhi Sharif, you say you know how to drive. But the driving schools are corrupt. So does that justify you also become corrupt? Nay. Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you know, today the kuffar, they tell us two wrongs don't make a right. They learned this from Islam. He, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, taught us more than 1400 years ago, wala takhun man khanat. Somebody does you wrong, it don't mean you go do wrong also. So now they foiled you. So you say, no. That I will give you bribery, and I'll give you bribery with interest money. To go and use interest money for our own benefit and so forth and so on. Quran Kareem states, you must remember Surah 2, verse number 279. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِ. If you don't abstain, refrain from interest, then be prepared for a war against Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the open Bulughul Maram of Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, Sheikh Albani used to say, Lam yulad mithlahu ba'dahu. You will never get another scholar in hadith like Hafiz Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, rahimahullah. So he writes there the hadith of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-riba, ithnani wa sab'una baba. Riba interest usually got 72 categories. Wa adnahu, the minimum category. A person committing adultery with his own biological mother. Allah protect us all. Barakallahu feek. Make dua for the ummah. Make dua for the sinner. Quarter past 12. The lecture will start, inshallah, in the Jami Masjid. My lecture, inshallah, in Gaborone for Jummah. And it will be live, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz, on Markaz Sahaba. The voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.